The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is a serious breach of our Constitution. It's a serious threat to our system of government. And frankly, we have limited options and limited abilities to deal with it directly.
Yeah, you just heard there, John Boehner. So there is a deal that was had on the floor of the House, or they're on the verge of breaking some campaign promises, all in the name of not starting a crisis and not funding the budget. Not everybody's happy about this. Senator Jeff Sessions suggesting that House Republicans are breaking what they promised to do to fight the immigration policy, the executive action by President Obama. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Sessions is saying that the proposed language doesn't meet the test established by the Republican National Committee Chairman, Rence Priebus, who promised this year that the GOP is going to do everything possible to stop the executive orders. Sessions wants Congress to attach a rider to the government funding bill that stops the Prez from implementing the orders. His office released a list just the other day. However, it looks like that's a losing battle. It's a losing battle because Boehner is saying, for now, listen, we're doing this, and we'll revisit this, we'll go after this once the chamber changes, meaning the majority in the Senate will now be Republican as Mitch McConnell takes over as the Senate majority leader. And now, of course, the House numbers are still overwhelmingly Republican. So Reid backed John Boehner on the deal to not shut down the government, because that key issue is the government funding bill and the strategy to avoid shutting down and ending the 113th Congress got a lot of support, because it doesn't help the Democrats, certainly, and the Republicans. There are a lot of people that are upset, like Jeff Sessions, as to why are we doing this? Why are you doing this in the House? And then you look at the pressure. The short-term funding is the one way to relieve that pressure. So Boehner is saying that he basically is tying 11 appropriation bills funding most of the government through September to a separate shorter-term resolution. They call them the CRs, funding the Homeland Security Department through March, because Homeland Security, as you all know, that's who's dealing with the immigration problems and implementing the immigration strategy. So by everything else going all the way through September, this only going through March, that pretty much tells you we're going to be seeing a war over immigration, that in fact has not disappeared. Only temporarily it's disappeared. Temporarily. Many of the Senate Democrats briefed on what was happening during their weekly closed-door caucus. They have one every week, as do the Republicans. Weren't excited with the plan, but they didn't reject it. For the Democrats, it makes total sense. They'll have to worry about it in March, but at least they don't have to worry about it now. And for the Republicans, for all the heat that's getting heaped on to the back of Boehner, I think this was a way to wiggle out of shutting down, having to shut down the government, having to make that decision. So now that doesn't have to happen. However, here's what you wonder. You just had a ruling when it comes to immigration that the court challenged the president's executive actions on immigration. A federal court has allowed U.S. tech workers to challenge extensions of foreign labor status. So this stemmed from the case of Washington Alliance of Technology Workers versus the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Just so you know, that was the case. And it has massive implications for all of us in this country, but for the president, his ability to expand the number of work visas and the durations of those visas. I said this maybe a month or so ago on the air. How do you have, okay, so you have people that you bring in and they're on visas, and you have people waiting legally in line to come in. Well, what happens when they're in that process and now suddenly you've got 5 million people that you're giving a legal card to, basically, so you'd be theoretically taking away some of those visas? Well, you do have these people working in these tech companies, this one in particular that challenged it, because are their visas going to get extended? So are they immune to that? What does that mean? How many people, for goodness sake, can you issue the visas to without just crippling things all the way around the board? And then this makes sense for the people in technology companies and people in other companies. Businesses are going to get extra incentive for hiring illegal immigrants. Supposedly, $3,000 an employee if you hire someone, if you hire an illegal immigrant over native-born workers under the executive action that the president just took a couple of weeks ago. There is kind of a weird clause in Obamacare. So you always have to go through all these things with a fine-tooth comb. Businesses don't get the penalty for not providing health care because illegal immigrants are ineligible for public benefits like buying insurance on the health care, you know, exchanges. So this loophole puts people who are here illegally ahead of Americans that are hunting for jobs, if you think about it that way. Because then the employers would get $3,000 to hire people who come here illegally, pretty much. Anyone who's coming that way. So you can imagine, as this word starts to spread, how it's hacking off a lot of people. So what's the entrepreneurial advantage over other nations? 5 million illegal immigrants are eligible to avoid deportation. So the measure would apply to parents of U.S. citizens or of legal permanent residents. The parents would have to have lived in the United States for at least 5 years. It also expands a program designed to extend deportation protections to immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as kids. We already know that now. But this is a blow, certainly, to probably some immigrant activists, as the president didn't provide for the parents of the young immigrants. That's that whole dreamer thing. So naturally, there's problems here already. Studies are showing that immigrants open 1/4 of all new businesses, and 40% of Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or their children. The president was heckled, though, on Tuesday in Chicago talking about that. Coming up next, Dr. David Hochberg on Obamacare and Medicare and paperwork next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away. But I can see the fire still alight. Burning into the night. There's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. Not much love to go around. Can't see the people and I'm confusion. Well, this is the world we live in.
To wrap up this year and send it into next year, there's so much conversation about healthcare from a lot of different perspectives, whether we're talking about people who are stuck in a system that's not working for them, or we're talking about doctors on the other side. Dr. David Hochberg has been on the show many, many times, the senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, has a new national policy analyst paper called To Bring Doctors Back to Medicare, Fix the Doc Fix. Very intriguing stuff, because every couple of years, we know this, Medicare threatens to cut what it pays doctors, and then we hear about doctors are saying, fine, I'm getting out of this business. It's mathematically impossible. So, Dr. Hochberg, first of all, thanks for coming on. And what should we be concerned about here when we talk about, here we go again with the Medicare ball?
Well, I think the main thing to be concerned about is that, you know, if you're a senior, your doctor may eventually get kind of fed up with this thing and decide to either stop taking Medicare patients altogether or perhaps stop taking new Medicare patients. That's kind of one of the unintended consequences of these threatened Medicare cuts.
Yeah, and of course, when your entire life, that's the beauty of the doctor knowing you, your entire life or however long you've gone to the same person, it's awful when finally you get to the point where, okay, now I've aged, now I was relatively healthy and I'm having a few little things happen, you've got to suddenly go and find somebody else. And that gets pretty confusing, doesn't it, for a lot of people?
Oh, of course. I mean, you have a doctor that, you know, you've known for, you know, 10 or 20 years and you know, you'd like to keep him or her in your Medicare years and you may not be able to because of this formula in Medicare known as the sustainable growth rate. This was something that was passed in 1997, and basically the way it works is that each year there's a threshold that that is a number amount that Medicare's physician fees are not supposed to surpass, and if they do, then automatic across the board cuts in physician fees are supposed to be triggered for the next year. Well, this happened once in 2001. Subsequent year, there was a cut in physician fees, and physician groups protested, and they were smart about it. Then instead of saying, you know, physicians deserve to be paid well, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they do, but they said, well, you know, if you keep these cuts going, you know, we're going to have to stop treating, it'll be harder and harder for us to treat seniors. Of course, seniors vote at very high rates, and the last thing members of Congress want is, you know, lots of angry seniors showing up at the voting booth to register their displeasure and being able to, you know, keep or even find a doctor. And so what Congress has done about every year or two since then is suspend these cuts for a year or two, and then they'll replace it with maybe a 1-2% increase. That process is known as the doc fix, but it's had this unintended effect or consequence of doctors, you know, get very nervous as the cuts, you know, the temporary suspension each time, you know, gets very close to running out. And as a result, you know, doctors it's one of the reasons more and more doctors seem to be restricting the number of Medicare patients that they see. American Medical Association did a survey in 2010 that found that about 3/4 of the doctors who no longer see new Medicare patients was because of the uncertainty created by this doc fix process.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, and you say this in your analysis, you talk about, think about baby boomers, 2030, the number of Medicare patients increasing by 50% above the current levels. Now more than ever, can we really afford to have physicians that aren't taking Medicare patients?
No, we really can't, and we need, you know, not only that, we need more people to become physicians, and I think one of the things that tends to happen as government moves more and more into healthcare is that doctors seem to flee the system. I mean, we've already seen numerous polls of doctors saying they're going to speed up their retirement because of the passage of Obamacare. And, you know, I think Medicare has for years been kind of the so slow creep of more and more government involvement in the doctor's office in part due to Medicare. And I think, you know, Medicare has been something that has been, you know, driving doctors away from medicine. And I think Obamacare is just going to speed that up.
Yeah, and as you say, you talk about less doctors, less people coming into the profession because they see what's happening. And boy, with people needing doctors more than ever, that could be catastrophic. You know, who knows where the numbers end up? And of course, it depends on place to place. And I would think in rural areas, this would hit them pretty hard.
I suspect the rural areas will be hit the hardest. Because, you know, rural doctors tend to earn can least afford, you know, a government system that requires them to do more and more paperwork, costly paperwork, you know, for which they're always seldom, if ever, really reimbursed. I suspect it will hit the rural doctors the hardest, but it's going to hit doctors hard all over the place. And look, people don't go into medicine to fill out loads of paperwork, constantly fill out these forms to get reimbursed and do all this coding and all this other stuff. They go into it to try to take care of patients, and the amount of time they, you know, get to spend with patients these days is being eroded by this constant creep of paperwork that is in part due to things like Medicare and Medicaid, but increasingly, you know, has also been due to private insurance as well.
Yeah, and your paper, as I said, it was called To Bring Doctors Back to Medicare, Fix the Doc Fix, and End the Threat of Physician Cuts. And as long as we continue to have the dark clouds hovering around Medicare, we're not fixing that, right, Doc? That's not even part of the conversation for some reason.
No, I mean, look, it's time to just get rid of this sustainable growth rate and then this doc fix process once and for all. And just, at least for the time being, just replace it with, you know, an automatic 1-2% increase in doctors' fees under Medicare each year, until we can, you know, reform Medicare so that it's a payment system that actually basically reform it in such a way that the patient has more control over the funds and doctors are paid, you know, directly by the patient. So you get rid of the paperwork, you'll start getting, you know, actual doctors charging, you know, prices directly, and all the things that, you know, good things that come with a true market-based system.
Have you had a lot of friends who are doctors who have bailed on the profession, have decided, yeah, this is the time for me to jump out of this?
I've certainly known a few in my research. I knew one who had, was an OB or a gynecologist, actually, who left the profession a couple of years ago, and you know, was very well-liked doctor, I've known a few others, but a lot of the doctors I've worked with are kind of so far in the middle of their careers, so a lot of them are just for the time being toughing it out. I'll say this, the happiest doctors I've known are the ones who no longer take Medicare or Medicaid or private insurance and have gone totally to a cash practice, and they seem the most content.
Wow, and see, that cash practice has started because of patients not being able to afford, et cetera, and then cutting deals, right? I know a lot of people that have had their doctors do the same thing with them, and thank goodness, because it worked out on both sides. So it's kind of good for the consumer too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and especially I think for the small stuff, really most of that probably most of.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
It when it comes to emails, the box is full, so I don't want to waste any time jibber jabbering about the setup. If you ever want to get in touch with the show, the easiest way to do it is hit us up on the email. Do that, americatonight.net. Let's head there now.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, what a bunch of wussies they are in the House. Why did they give in? Why not hold the ground, stand their ground, and so what if we have a government shutdown? Why not? Why let this immigration nonsense stand? And you're talking to somebody who's got members of my family who have come here from other places. However, they did it the legal way, and it infuriates me to see what's happening now with the president's executive order. All right, so Boehner had a closed-door meeting. came out with these 11 appropriation bills funding the government through September. That's the deal. Except for Homeland Security, that's through March. That means let's talk about immigration then, pretty much is what he's saying. January, you have the new Congress come in, a lot of the same old faces, but the balance is rocked on the Senate side because now the majority is Republican. So we already know that scenario. That changes the numbers if you have this immigration debate and you counterattack it with some other legislation. So, yeah, there are some people, Jake, that feel like you do, but I think they had to do this. It would paint the Republicans in a bad light overall. Then you'd have the nonsense during the holidays with the whole government shutdown crap, to be honest. I mean, I don't even know a better way to describe it, where he's just dragged out every single day what's happening next. And you also hurt some of the people that get mixed up in between it, including the veterans. There's always the threat of that. So who cares? Wait till the new Congress comes in, and then you regroup. You regroup, and then they're going to go after it. That's what's going to happen. And if you look at how things are implemented in this country anyway, how much is really going to happen in between that space? And, in fact, something different will happen immediately in January, meaning there'll be massive conversation over this. So you had senior Republican leadership that was adamant that there wasn't going to be any shutdown this time. Just adamant it wasn't going to happen. The preference was to pass the funding package without relying on House Democrats. This was the Senate. And they acknowledged that some Democrats might cross the aisle to get the plan past the 218-vote threshold. And so there you go. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was opposed to short-term funding for immigration because she realizes what that means, that this is going to be a fight starting in January. They wanted to see it pushed all the way to September, but that's not happening. So instead, what will go through, and this will go through because Reid agreed to it too, so I can't imagine they're not going to have massive problems with this. Then the government gets funded. Immigration, Homeland Security is done in March. So that's only a handful of months if you think when you swing into January. And that sets up the battle over the president's executive order. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, there's no reason. I think there's no reason to do that whole government nonsense. I mean, really, why? Why do that? Because there's more strength, I think, in attacking it when things change on the Hill. All right. He wasn't the only one who had something, Jake, to say about that. There was this one from Clarissa listening to us in New Jersey. Hi, Kate. First time I've ever emailed the show. Honestly, I listen to you on WVNJ. Really appreciate what the show has to offer. Love the political stuff mixed in with your lighter things as well. Not a joke when it comes to funding the government. It would make me sick to my stomach to think that we would have to go through that three-ring circus one more time. Smart move on the part of Harry Reid to jump on board of Boehner's proposal and let this Congress go out the way that it should go out instead of the constant prattling of we can always hold you hostage. And watching that play out through the holidays wouldn't make any sense. Long-term strategy, it's a smart move by the Republicans. And I have to tell you, I'm an independent. Sometimes I vote for the Republicans and sometimes the Democrats. It depends. I vote for the person. But we don't need to chase old ghosts of Christmases past by talking about the government and funding. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. For Harry Reid, it was a smart tactic because deal with it now and then worry about it once everybody gets back. For the Republicans, I think it was the right tactic. I mean, is it the best of all worlds? No, because, you know, in challenging the immigration problem and now with the federal court ruling that tech workers who are here on visas can go after the extension of their visas because the visa would be up. And now how many visas are we issuing for people that are illegally in this country because of the new executive action. So it's going to get confusing, and this is exactly what I thought would happen. What about the people with visas, especially in those companies? Someone's going to bring a suit, and then the others who now will be issued these temporary passes, I'll call them, what does that do to the numbers that are issued? I think it's going to be a mess. And especially now there's a deadline if this, that all passes, if it all goes through, because if it's not, that hasn't happened yet. But that means in March, Homeland Security is not funded. That means Border Patrol, all of that. So this has to become front and center, the number one thing that'll be talked about, has to be. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Joseph, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I laugh out loud when I listen to all of the crazy guesses that people have for Nail the Score, wondering when you're going to do Nail the Score again." All right, Nail the Score is coming up on our next show as it's normal time, Wednesday into Thursday. And that will be in our second hour, last segment. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fat. I just got through with a big fat steak.
That sounds good. You're always eating steak. You make me hunger for steak. I love steak.
And potatoes and Mexican corn all combined, all. And my steak was just perfectly rare. It's got that pink gas to it, but still sweet and juicy. Oh,
nice.
I feel so good. Rub my tummy.
Nice. I love it.
This isn't going to do any good for the Republicans to pass all 11 appropriations and leave out the Homeland Security, because Obama's going to veto it regardless. He wants to hurt America. And he wants to my way or the highway. If you don't like it, tough toenail. I'm not up for re-election. I'm going to have things my way. I don't care what you say, blah, 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 blah. And Harry Reid already knows this. He's just dancing in this little shadows there trying to pretend, I'm not the one that's putting this. But Obama will. He will veto whatever is sent to him because he can't get his way all the way on this. You wait and see.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't.
Here's what
I think will happen. The reason why, because if you're talking about immigration in March, you're saying that that's why, because of the defunding Homeland Security basically in March, not carrying it all the way through
to
September.
He wants it for the entire year so he can keep on with the program.
Right.
He's going to veto whatever we send him. You wait and see.
We'll see. We'll see on that, because I think it would. Well, you know, you could be right, Dan. You could be right in the sense that from the president's point of view, hey, give me everything or forget it. But with Reid, I think the opposite. I think with Reid jumping on this, I think with the president meeting with McConnell, I don't know. I think it goes, because do you think he wants that blowback either on shutting down the government? Look, he already has his executive action out there. So is he threatened by the potential of what's going to happen in March? Maybe not, because it's an executive action that's really being challenged. So I'm going to say, I think it goes. I don't think there's a veto here. I really, really don't. All right, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Sounds better every day, doesn't it?
But I like Hail to the Chief, yes.
Yeah, but reality, Kate, you know, he's going to pass all those bills for the police cams. Well, why don't they sneak in a writer and go ahead and fund an independent recording place and fund money for cameras for the Senate, the House, himself, and record their 24-hour round-the-clock actions.
What is reality TV? As bad reality television? Do you think they're going to do anything? Are you kidding me?
No,
you're not going to see anything. But why not? You're saying why not? Why not see the cameras there? You know what? You got to watch Grimm. You got to watch Alpha House. You got to go to Amazon, and it's like free. You get a pass, and you watch Alpha House. It is hilarious. You will totally appreciate it. Because some of what we were talking about is exactly what would happen on that show. Hang with us. Sports Shorts and Other Odds and Ends next.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Running back Ray Rice is on the prowl for a new team after being reinstated in the NFL, but will anyone take the bait? More coming up on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
After being reinstated into the NFL by winning his appeal of an indefinite suspension, Rice is now eligible to sign with a team. But will the former Ravens running back find any takers following his highly publicized domestic violence case, since a video of him hitting his wife was publicly released by TMZ in September? Today, for the first time, Rice on a national morning show said that they would have to be willing to look deeper into who he was and realize that he and his wife had one bad night and took full responsibility for it. Rumors are swirling that the Colts and the Saints are interested. So far, no moves, but an ESPN insider is reporting that Rice expects to be signed by the end of the weekend. Will he get a second chance? An eighth season in the NFL? We'll wait and see. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. All right, we're going to jump back into immigration. and a plethora of other things here as we get ready to hit the tail end of this hour. Faster than a jackrabbit can speed across my backyard with Mahalo chasing after him. But, Matt, what did you think of Ray Rice possibly getting offers? Do you think that he pops in before the end of the season? He's thinking that he's going to hear from somebody by the weekend.
I really think that's his agent hoping and talking because I just don't see this late in the season why you would add him.
Yeah.
He hasn't played all year.
Yeah.
Hasn't been that good the last two seasons. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. You have to learn a new playbook and be ready to go. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't make any sense. Why tackle that when you'd have somebody who's not ready for number one? So it's not like, okay, listen, the guy's won a couple of Super Bowls, but he's not in the same shape he was then anyway, and just throw all the controversy aside. Maybe next year, but not the tail end of this year. I agree. We'll see. It makes it interesting, though, for the conversation that there's perhaps a few teams testing the waters. Let's put it that way. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Izzy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in.
Yay.
There.
Yay.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot with the government.
Yeah, no Gee. Kidding, huh?
But I have a tale to tell you on immigration.
Okay.
Really nice family in Trenton, Missouri. Been here 20 years. They came from Britain, did everything by the book. Have exceeded $20,000 in legal fees. The daughter was just deported this past weekend. She's been here since she was 18 months old. And she's 20 years old. Why?
Wow, really?
They own a business, never took a penny of government money, and they employ 26 people. And they're about to lose their citizenship come May. I mean, their right to stay in this country after almost 20, right on 20 years. Yep.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Not a dime of government money have they taken, created a business, self-supporting, have their own insurance, the whole nine yards. Their parents are here. They farm successfully, and they are having the worst time with American immigration and being told they have to go back to England in order to complete their paperwork, which they've never had to do before. And it is the most bizarre case I've ever seen.
That's an awful story. I mean, like you said, they haven't taken anything, but yet there's other people that will be given shelter that have had nothing but problems.
And they are employing 26 people.
Oh, that's bad news.
Because they started a restaurant and motel in Trenton and have a lot of employees. And my God, that is a small town. Let me tell you, Trenton, Missouri is tiny. And For one family or one couple to provide 26 jobs, even some are part-time, I'm sure, that's still a lot in a community of, I think, something like 6,000. Because there's not much there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have every illegal that I understand now is going to get some debit cards so that they don't have a bad Christmas.
Wow. Yeah. It just seems so unfair.
Unfair? There's something very, very wrong.
Yeah.
With the system. There's something
I agree.
So wrong. Mm-hmm. And with Congress lying to everybody to get voted in, basically that's what they've done is lie. They just BS'd everybody. And, yeah, we put the Republicans back in, and now they're going to turn coat. Screw them.
I love you, Izzy. I love it. You don't pull any punches.
No. I can't stand these people anymore. But, I mean, that's a real case going on right now. So if Jack in Australia's upset, let me tell you how these people feel owning outright this business.
Yeah.
And they're wondering if they'll even get time to sell it or make preparations.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. What the hell has gone on for the last 6 years?
Right.
And by the way, for Dan in Texas, Don't you know, Dan, that it's really bad for your heart to eat so late?
You gotta eat a big steak.
Okay, having said that, yeah, and a heavy steak. Having said that, I'll just say goodnight. But remember, people, you got to stay on top of this immigration because it sucks.
Wow. Izzy, thanks for the call. So Izzy takes a hard turn on the Republicans, and she is right that they absolutely went against their campaign promises. If you go back and you listen to what a lot of the Republicans who were elected said about immigration, they did say that at all costs they would immediately go after the executive action, you know, in different ways of saying it, in different words. So that is true. You know, that's what Jeff Sessions is saying, the senator from Alabama, and that's absolutely the facts. What Izzy is saying about the people, though, plays into what Obama said, which unfortunately they're on the wrong side of that, which they should be on the right side. That's a terrible story, because that's his argument is, well, wait a second, you know, these people that are here have created businesses, they're entrepreneurial, they've done this and this and this, so many of the people, 40% of them in the communities. Well, the couple that she's talking about would fall into that category, but they fall through the cracks because of this executive action. Now that has changed things, and it just seems so cockamamie, especially in that specific case. And, you know, this is part of the problem with the immigration reform. We start with the fact that you don't have secure borders. You just don't. You don't have to be affiliated with any party to argue that on any side. There's no Democrat that's going to say, absolutely, we have the best border safety security in the world, and we know exactly who's coming in. No, it's not even political. It is what it is. It's not a secure border where we know. We don't have that. We don't have that. So the word I hate the most, it's like piecemealing jobs together. I saw a headline today in something coming out of Washington where it said, can a piecemeal approach to immigration yield results? And that's what the Republicans are hoping. McConnell, who's the incoming majority leader in the Senate, is saying that he is looking at a strategy to carve up the comprehensive bill passed by the Senate last year and send provisions one by one to the president, that's the way to do it. But there is massive pressure to respond to the executive order, which Izzy is saying this sucks, and who you voted for might have said immediately they were going to do that. But I think the problem is, truly, we did not want to be held hostage with this government shutdown nonsense. We did not want that. The economy, all of that, forget it. We didn't want that. Something different should have been put in place anyway in the first place before it got into this situation of that's the only way we can go up against it anyway. So McConnell is saying he wants to move separate reforms, and he's saying he's going to put on the president's desk whatever they can get to him that improves the legal immigration system. That is key, too, not to mess with the people who are coming here legally. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.